Action item number 21, discussion and possible action on amendment of the Brazos River Authority Operations Manual on Director's Travel. Riley Woods.
Okay, really quick before I do this one, I just wanted to make a comment real quick. I went back and pulled our oil and gas lease, and we do have a pew clause in there. So we do have protection as far as how deep they can drill. Once they've reached their primary term, the end of the term, the primary term, however far they've drilled, they get an extra 100 feet below that, and that's all they've gotten. And we can release anything, any levels that they have.
At least to a standard.
Yeah. So, okay. We were tasked to take a look at our air travel reimbursement policy. Statute requires that we have a travel reimbursement policy. There are no statutes that really apply to us to define and say exactly what that should be. There are statutes that apply to appropriated agencies. We're not appropriated, so those statutes don't apply to us. Originally, our original air travel policy was adopted probably several years ago, and in it, we provide that board members will be reimbursed at the rate that's set by the legislature for appropriated agencies, but we say that they're going to be paid based on the rate that's paid to state employees, and we're talking about board members here. Will be paid at the rate to state employees, and what's not up here additionally, it says that they can only be paid if there's another board member flying with them, and you can only be paid for the one board member. So what we've done is kind of gone back in and looked at what statutes for appropriated agencies look like and are just updating out. We think that it's a good idea to follow those provisions, and we're updating our policy to sort of reflect those statutes. And what that's going to do is provide that board members will be reimbursed for air travel at rates for board members, because the legislature does set two different rates. They set one for state employees and one for key officials, which board members qualify as. And also what the provision does is allow board members to be reimbursed if they can be reimbursed if they're flying by themselves for one, or if they've got other board members with them, they'll be able to be reimbursed for those additional board members also at cost. So. And if there's not any questions, I'll read the resolution.
Questions? Please read.
Are there questions? Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the following paragraph in the Brazos River Authority Operation Policies Manual be amended under Section 2.04, Directors' Fees and Reimbursement of Business Expenses, to read as follows. Okay. Privately owned conveyances. Auto travel expense in a privately owned automobile will be paid at the standard mileage rate established by the Internal Revenue Service. Air travel expense in a privately owned aircraft will be paid at the same rates established by the Texas Legislature for board members. In addition to the amount entitled to be reimbursed for air travel set forth above, if two or more directors travel with another director in an aircraft owned or leased by the other director, the director who owns or leases the aircraft is entitled to an amount equal to the amount that would have been paid or reimbursed to each additional director had those directors incurred average coach airfare. The total reimbursement to the director may not exceed the total cost of the trip. If the director leases the aircraft, the director may require the reimbursement to be paid to the vendor providing the leased aircraft instead of to the director. The vendor of a leased aircraft may be a proprietorship, partnership, or corporation in which the director has an interest. And then in parentheses, Texas Water Code sections 49.60, 49.199, section A, 30 Texas Administrative Code, section 292.13, section 2, Brazos River Authority bylaws, section 1.B, and Texas Government Code, section 660.074.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Seconded by Bennis. Please poll the board. Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball? Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Scraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.